This episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They're good for you. They're tasty, and I can't get enough of the mint brownie. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off at BuiltBar.com.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on Thursday, June 4th, 2020, I'm happy to bring on Kyle Bandujo, the host of Big Screen Sports. We're talking a little bit about baseball in the movies. Anyway, this show is available in the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And when you're staying at home in this strange, weird time, be sure to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So, it's my great pleasure to bring aboard someone who will be a guest on upcoming minutes of the Bull Durham Minute podcast that I do. But for now, I want to bring him on board for Locked On MLB to talk a little bit about movies and baseball. It's Kyle Bandujo, Big Screen Sports. Welcome to the show.
Sully, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tell the good folks of Locked On MLB a little bit of what your show is about.
Yeah, Big Screen Sports is something I refer to as the sports movie podcast. It's a weekly sports movie podcast, comes to you every Monday. On a typical episode, myself and a guest or guests will discuss a single sports movie, you know, what worked in it, what didn't, really look at the actual sports authenticity of stuff that seemed realistic or, you know, wasn't as much. You know, every now and then, once a month, we do a non-sports movie. This month's non-sports movie is going to be Swingers. So if you're a Swingers fan, by all means, you can check that out as well. But yeah, it's comes at you every Monday, available pretty much wherever you get this pod, all your lovely neighborhood podcast providers. And yeah, that's what we do over at Big Screen Sports.
Now, obviously, I'm a huge fan of Bull Durham because I do also the Bull Durham Minute. What are examples of some of the baseball films that you've covered in your podcast?
Let's see. We've done, I hate that, like, for some reason, the first one that came to mind is Rookie of the Year, which is one of my least favorite baseball movies. Same with Trouble with the Curve. Rookie of the Year and Trouble with the Curve are terrible, but we've covered them. We've also covered, so far, A League of Their Own, Major League. We've covered Sugar, which is one of the best and most underseen baseball movies.
That's a good movie.
By the way, fantastic.
Fans of Locked On MLB, especially if we're not seeing any live games now and you're tired of seeing the adventures of Ricky Wildthing Vaughn or Roy Hobbs or Buttermaker or Crash Davis, check out Sugar. It is a gem. It is an absolute... You tell people who haven't heard, what is Sugar and why is it so good?
So Sugar is... I would say it's one of the more unique fictional baseball stories ever put on film, and it's a story of a young Dominican pitcher and pretty much his journey from the Dominican Republic to the complex to life in low A in the Midwest League. And it's a story, it's as much an immigrant story as it is a baseball story. It's very raw. It is not rah, rah, go team, go, let's win it. It's a character study, and it shines a light on a part of professional baseball that often gets overlooked, which is that every year, young immigrants come to the United States to play baseball and live in small towns. Like, I believe the film was filmed, at least the stadium they used, is home of the Quad Cities River Bandits. And they go to these small Midwestern towns, or, you know, where they experience language barrier and cold weather for the first time. And it's an adjustment. It's a life adjustment as much as it is a baseball adjustment. And it is a fantastic movie. I don't know if it is available to stream anywhere. HBO Max just dropped as we're recording this, so I haven't browsed that catalog in full, but it's fantastic. Sully, can I recommend one more documentary for people to watch?
Oh, go ahead.
50 Summers, which just became available to stream on Amazon Prime. It is a documentary about the Omaha minor league franchise has been, and the Royals have been tied together for 50 years. And it's kind of a history of minor league baseball along with the story of the Omaha Royals and the Omaha franchise, which is now the Storm Chasers. And it's just a really enjoyable, fun 90-minute documentary. Some great guests. Rob Riggle narrates. You've got J.J. Cooper in there from Baseball America. You've got Warren Buffett, the richest man, I think, in the country. And everyone in between. And it's a really good story about what minor league baseball means to a town and the minor league baseball experience. There's some Bull Durham talk in there, Sully, which is right up your alley. So I would recommend, it's something I interviewed the director and the producer. Dan Napoli was the director. Bill Hipster was the producer. I talked to them a couple months ago, and it's a really excellent movie. It is definitely worth your watch as a baseball fan. If you are tired of turning on MLB Network and seeing that Major League 2 is on again.
Right. I've never heard of that.
It's fantastic. So, it just started streaming. I think it came out at the tail end of 2018 and like did the festival circuit. But it recently started streaming this year to where when I rented it. And then I think last week or this week, last week being I don't know the dates, but recently, anyways, it started streaming. If you have Prime, you can just stream it for free.
Okay, well, I definitely will do that. By the way, before I go too far off this topic, I may have talked about this before in a previous podcast, so listeners, forgive me if I'm being repetitive, but you mentioned Rookie of the Year, which was, there were a couple of young kids involved in baseball movies that came out at the same time, and Rookie of the Year was one. I actually saw it when it came out, and I didn't like it, and it's the example I give of why I am actually not a big fan of a lot of baseball films. And I refer to that film specifically when I talk about it to illustrate why. Because in that movie, it's basically the story of Tommy John surgery. The kid, Ron Gardner, whatever the kid's name is.
Rosenbagger. That's the only good part of that movie. That's the only time I'll speak of it in positive terms, I promise.
And they have... He has his ligaments repaired in his arm, and because of that, he can now throw the ball like 100 miles an hour. The Cubs sign him, and then the film just hits every sports cliche, including him inexplicably contract being sold to the Yankees in mid-season for reasons that would never happen. But also, at one point during a one-game playoff for the National League East title, he slips and falls, resets his arm, and he can no longer throw at 100 miles an hour. He's now just a kid. And everyone is like gasping. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? He doesn't have the power to do anymore. How is he going to win without it? And I may have yelled out loud in the theater, bring in a reliever.
You mentioned the two movies that feature kids. The other is another one we've covered, Little Big League, which I think is the far more superior. And as a Minnesota Twins fan in the 90s growing up, that Little Big League team was probably one of the highlights of being a Twins fan until the 0-2 Twins for me, honestly.
Right.
Which is very sad.
Well, the Little Big League at least made an attempt to look and feel like actual
the
baseball.
The baseball authenticity of Little Big League rivals that of any baseball movie ever made, and I will stand on that mountain and scream. It looks great.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and they had former Met and Dodger Kevin Elster plays the shortstop, not as Kevin Elster. He's in the film as another character, as a Minnesota Twin in that film. But yeah, I just always remember seeing Rookie of the Year and thinking, no, you'd bring in a reliever. You wouldn't, the pennant on the line or the division on the line, you wouldn't have a kid throwing up there. You have other pitchers on your roster. Bring one in.
Rookie of the Year is for kids, and Little Big League can be enjoyed by adults. That's the big difference.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, but still, there's something about it that rings false. I mean, the fact that you put Rookie of the Year against the Gary Coleman kid from left field with Robert Guillaume from 1979, 1980, and that played its baseball more realistically. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem for me.
Absolutely.
Oh, we're talking about other shows, other documentaries. Two that feature your pal Sully. Technically three that feature your pal Sully. I'm in the HBO documentary, The Curse of the Bambino. And I'm also in Reverse the Curse of Bambino. I'm the first and last lines of Reverse the Curse of the Bambino, which is a great point of pride. And then Brett Rapkin directed the wonderful documentary Spaceman, where it follows Bill Lee and his trip to Cuba. And I'm one of the commentators and the talking heads in that film.
That is absolutely on my watch list. I did not realize you were in that one.
I am in that one, and I'm also the same director. Brett Rapkin directed a narrative feature of Bill Lee's story with Josh Duhamel as Bill Lee. Ernie Hudson, Winston Zeddemore from Ghostbusters, is also in it. And your pal Sully plays a mailman who wrestles Bill Lee in one scene. So I have one scene where I wrestle Josh Duhamel.
And that came out fairly recently, didn't it?
Yeah, that came out. We shot my scene in 2014, and I think it came out the next year or maybe the year afterwards. I think it was 2016 is when it came out. I could be wrong. But I know that's been available on Amazon, and that's a wonderfully quirky film. I mean, both the documentary and the feature film really capture the spirit of Bill Lee. Who is just this wonderful sort of
spaceman.
Out there spaceman. He's like this Hunter S. Thompson character that emerged in the majors midway through the 1970s. And he's fascinating to watch. There's great footage of him traveling to Cuba. And there's also wonderful footage of him during his final years with the Montreal Expo. So it's great to watch. And Josh Duhamel did a wonderful job playing Bill Lee. And I know Brett Rapkin, the director of that, who I met during the making of Curse of the Bambino. He's one of the producers of Curse of the Bambino. And he afterwards, which George Roy was who's directed a lot of those films from HBO Sports, was the director. And George Roy is wonderful and a really smart, funny guy. And Brett Rapkin produced my segment in Reverse the Curse, and said, "Hey, do you know anything about Bill Lee?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm doing something. I think you'd be good in it." And so I'm plugging those. I'm very proud of being in those. And as a Red Sox fan for years, I'm proud to have been in those documentaries. But they're also worth watching because they're good. So
we love a good baseball documentary. We need more.
Let's just take one moment to talk about Built Bars. What are Built Bars? Built Bars are the best tasting protein bar ever. Now, would I say that lightly? No, I wouldn't, because I've had Built Bars. I'm looking at one right now. They're fantastic. I am currently holding which one? This is the banana bread, which is covered in chocolate, which is one of my favorite ones. My all-time favorite one is the chocolate raspberry, which is so good. And the mint brownie is also terrific. If anyone knows me, and I know I do, I love mint, I love brownie, put them together, boom, great. It's a protein bar, it tastes like a candy bar, it's got great flavors, like I just said, there are many more, and they're covered in chocolate, they're soft, they're easy to chew, but here's the deal, they're good for you. For the health-conscious guy who's trying to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, you gotta go with the Built Bar. They're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein. Yeah, high protein and high fiber. That's what I meant to say, and I'm going to keep plugging forward. Let's take this mint brownie, for example. 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams net carbs. So here's the deal. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your first order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Let's talk a little bit about some other baseball docs that I happen to be a big fan of. No, a documentary, wonderful documentary about Doc Ellis.
Oh, yes.
Which, it's funny that everyone is drawn to that story of Doc Ellis because of him throwing the no-hitter while on LSD. And then everyone I know who has seen that film has been drawn to it because it's so emotional. But I was crying at the end of that. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, emotional, human story about a man with all of his flaws who turned his life around. And they got incredible footage of him, interview footage of him just before he died. I mean, he died while they were editing the film, so they were able to include his obit and people eulogizing him after seeing all this new interview footage. So it's a wallop with great animation as well and great humor. It's a wallop of a doc. So what are some other baseball docs that you like before we get to some of the major questions?
I think Catching Hell, it's one of the 30 for 30s about Bartman and the deep story behind that is just a phenomenal it's a haunting documentary, honestly. It's kind of a tough watch, honestly, that you'd think for a baseball documentary. And then, you know, obviously there's Ken Burns. That's kind of in Ken Burns baseball. It's kind of in a different category of documentary, I think. It's just a different style. Two recent ones I watched, Screwball, which is Billy Corbin's take on the Biogenesis scandal, which is a fun documentary, really fun. Billy Corbin, just like most of everything he does, is very Miami. And then this didn't come out super recently. I think it came out in the early 2010s, but Battered Bastards of Baseball, I also really enjoyed. Yeah, I just recently saw it on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's about, for those of you who don't know that film, that's about Kurt Russell's dad. The actor Kurt Russell's dad, Bing Russell, bought the rights to have an independent, unaffiliated team in Portland, and they kind of turned into this fun circus of a team that broke all sorts of attendance.
And also had Kurt Russell on the team.
And Kurt played in the California Angels system at one point. He wasn't just a favor from his dad. He actually was a minor league player. And he was, of those of you who listen to Bull Durham Minute know this story, that he was the initial inspiration for Ron Shelton in terms of who he thought he was going to cast as Crash in Bull Durham instead of Kevin Costner. And they worked on, both Ron Shelton and Kurt Russell had worked on a film called The Best of Times, which was a football film with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell. That came out, I'm going to guess, 85 or 86, something like that. And at that time, Shelton thought that Kurt Russell would make an ideal Crash Davis. And he probably would have done a fine job, but I'm just glad they went with Costner. It was his greatest role.
I agree. I have one more doc. Sully, have you seen Ballplayer Pelotero?
No. I've never heard of
that. I saw it on Netflix back when it was like early Netflix just started streaming things. I saw this in college, and it follows two Dominican teenagers before the July 2nd signing day. And it's the kind of their lives, like living in, you know, working with trainers and just what a top Dominican prospect kind of goes through. And one of those Dominican players was Miguel Sano, who was a top, you know, him and Gary Sanchez were the top prizes of that July 2nd period that it covers. Another one is, his name is Jean Carlos Bautista. I think he topped out an A-ball, but it's a really fascinating documentary about, it's kind of like Sugar. It's about a part of baseball we don't get as much of a look into. So it's one of my favorites. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but if it is, it is absolutely worth a watch ASAP.
You know, that it sounds like Hoop Dreams in a way.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like the Dominican Hoop Dreams.
Wow. That's what they should have called it, Dominican Hoop Dreams. Hey, Kyle Bandujo, tell people where people can follow your wonderful podcast.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Kyle Bandujo. That's Bandujo. And from there, you will get links to Big Screen Sports, which is, again, the sports movie podcast, comes out every Monday. Also, my interview series, From Phenom to the Farm, presented by Baseball America, where every other Tuesday we talk to current and former professional baseball players about their journey through the minor leagues, through the farm system. Yeah, that one drops every other Tuesday. Should have when this one drops, should have just dropped a kind of a special pre-draft episode, just a compilation of some draft stories from a few players, a couple big leaguers, Eric O'Flaherty, Chad Durbin in there. So if for all baseball fans, check that out. But yeah, that's more word vomit about where you can find me.
Well, there you go. And there you go. And you can follow us at the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and all the places you get your shows, and check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Well, Kyle Bandujo, thanks for being part of the show. And for everyone else, this has been Locked On MLB. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.